Be'ezrat Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shesh Asa, the 16th chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Pesul Mekdash, and the laws of invalidations regarding Karbanis in the Sefer Avodah. We continue the theme of the previous Parakim, discussing specifically regarding Machshavos, different thoughts that invalidate the Karbanis. And in this Perek, discussing specifically when we mix together one Machshava with a different type of machshava with that of pigel, which is a machshava chutz asmani, and then we mix in another machshava, what then happens? Additionally, specifically what type of machshavas would then go ahead and disable the halacha pigel, and which would not. As Rambam gives halacha alf regarding introducing us first, what we had spoken about regarding those machshavas which make it only pasul, and that which makes it pigel. As Rambam says, Kivar Be'an, already explained in Perek Yudgim halacha alf. If someone thinks about regarding one of the four critical avoidis in every single carbon, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, machsheves hamakim, a thought regarding that it should be done, eaten beyond its perimeter, beyond its area where it's supposed to be, so that our carbon pasul vein the pigel, that only makes the carbon invalid, but doesn't give it this unique stringent halacha of pigel. The mechisha machsheves hazman, but if let's say thought that it should be eaten beyond its time, oh, then our carbon pigel, then the halacha is that the carbon is going to be pigel. Which has halacha of karis, has this more stringent halacha. Now, but medvamer, when do we say this? B'shalei eiri v'machsheves hazman, machsheva cheres, that we did not mix in to this thought of it doing in the inappropriately beyond its time, another thought process. Avalim eiri v'machsheves hamakim. But if we, let's say, mixed in a thought regarding that it should be beyond its place, or that it, let's say, it should be a change of title regarding Pesach v'chatzis, where specifically over there, it's a psul in contrast to other karbanas, im machshavas hazman, together with the machshavah yad that it should be eaten beyond its time, oh, then our carbon pasul the ain the pigle. Then the carbon is only going to be invalid, it's not going to have the loch of pigle. Ketzer haso. So Ram illustrates. Let's say shachat v'kibul v'hoylich v'zark. He did all the five avoidas, he slaughtered, received the blood, transported the blood, sprayed the blood. U'machshavte ba'arba avoidas eil machshavas hazman. And the thought he had regarding doing all these four avoidas was that it should be beyond its time. Or let's say one of the four, he had this thought that it should be eaten, that it should be done beyond its time. Now regarding all the other avodas, his thought process was appropriate. Or he didn't have any other thoughts. How is it pigle? So it's going to have the halacha pigle because the only inappropriate thought he had was that it should be chutz l'zman. Aval but imshachet b'machshavas hazman. Let's say we slaughtered machshava that should be chutz l'zman. And then the kibul ohelach izark b'moshav ezamakum. Then regarding one of the other three avodas of either kabbalah or halacha azrika, he had in mind that it should be done. It should be eaten beyond its place. Oy shashachet b'moshav ezamakum. Or the other way around. It doesn't make a difference which one the order was. Well, let's say he first slaughtered with a machshava that it should be eaten chutz l'mkayman. And then the kibul ohelach izark b'moshav ezamakum. Then regarding the kabbalah or the halacha azrika, he had in mind that it should be beyond its time. How does it in the pigle? It's not going to be pigle anymore. The pasul b'lo is only going to be invalid because all the four machshav, all the four avodas have to have only the one psul of pigle, not anything else. And the chena pesach v'chatas. So too regarding the karm pesach or the chatas, which they have this unique invalidation of shina Hashem. Sheshchatem b'machshav v'shina Hashem. If you slaughtered shaloi lishma, not for the sake of this carbon, rather for some other carbon. So that was what you did the shchita for. The kibul v'hilch b'machshav v'zman. And then you did the kabbalah and ha'ilacha with machshav v'chutz v'zmanu. Oh, or the other way around. Sheshchatem b'machshav v'zman. You slaughtered for chutz l'zmanu. And then the kibul ohelach izark b'machshav v'shina Hashem. Then regarding one of the three avodas, you had in mind, oh, that this pesach chatas should be for some other carbon. In the pigul el apostles. Again, that's not going to be pigul because you have another machshava that's invalidating. And rather, it's just going to be the classic halach of psul. And v'vod din bo'ivis of amnachas. Something applies to the bird kabbanis and the flower offerings. Has to be only the one machshava chutz l'zmanu. Moreover, in shame pigul. The title of pigul is ilu carbon shenivsel b'machshavas hazman. Like we're saying, it applies that it's only if it has this one invalidating thought of chutz hazmane. The lo eir b'machshavas hazman did not mix in with it any machshavas chutz l'mkaymai, le'betchila b'le'besayif, not in the beginning, not at the end. And the lo eir b'machshavas shen Hashem b'kabon shenivsel, machshavas shen Hashem. The same thing is, like we're saying, for bird kabbans and flower things, like we said regarding the animal sacrifices, if it's, let's say, a type of a carbon that, let's say, is a chatos ha'if, that or that of a minchas chatzis, if it's going to have some other thought like shina Hashem that's going to invalidate it, so then it's not going to be pigle anymore, it's just going to be pasul. Halacha Beis Ram continues as this applies to the requisite measurement of a kezias. So hamachashav ba'achas ma'arba avodas ibukulin. So if someone has a thought regarding one of the four avodas, or by all the four avodas, lechel kezias, to eat an olive size, which that's the halacha of chutzim kaim chutzimane, where you want to eat it. When it's fit to be eaten beyond its perimeter. And Kizayis Lamachar, and Kizayis of it tomorrow, which is Chutzas Mane. Or the other way around, Kizayis Lamachar, Kizayis Bachutz. So it doesn't make a difference what the order is, if you did Chutzas Mane first and Chutzas Mkaimo, Chutzas Mkaimo first and Chutzas Mane. Or Kachatzi Zayis Bachutz, Kachatzi Zayis Lamachar. Or a half an olive size should be eaten beyond its perimeter, and a half an olive size should be eaten beyond its time, tomorrow. Oy, Kachatzi Zayis Lamachar, Kachatzi Zayis Bachutz. Same thing, again, just reverse order. Hariya Korban Pasal in the Pigle. So the carbon is only going to be invalid, but it's not going to be pigle because you have more than one machshava. And the chen erev machshava b'akhtar. Same thing applies if, let's say, you mix together other thoughts regarding the burning, meaning you slaughtered with the intention to burn, which that's called achilas mizbeach, which has the same halacha of achilas adam, to burn the kizayis chutzes manoi and chutzim kaimai. Oh, then how did the apostle bring the pigle? Again, it's only going to be invalid. It's not going to be pigle because it has to have only the machshava chutzes manoi, and you had also machshava chutzim kaimai. Halacha Gimel. Now, but let's say Chashav Lechel, he had a mind to eat Oy Lahakdor to burn, which are both the same thing. They're one's eating of a human, one's eating of the Mizbeach. Kechatzi Zayis B'Machshav HaSamakam. Only a half olive size with the Machshav of Chutzim Kaiman. But V'Lechel Oy Lahakdor, but he had a mind to eat or to burn, whichever one, Kezayis B'Machshav HaSamakam, a full olive size regarding Machshav of Deshavi Chutzim Manoi beyond its time. Oh, how is a pickle? Then it's going to be pickle. And this is Ben Sheik to Machshavas Kizayis, Ben Sheikha Isa, whether the Machshava of the olive size was before the Chutzim Kaimai or after, it doesn't make a difference. Shein Chatzi Zayis, Chashavetz Kazayis, because the half olive size is not considered significant in relation to this Shir Ben Al, which is always considered a Shir Bechila. And since for Chutzim Kaimai all you had was Machshava of Chatzi Zayis, that's not going to take away and detract from the Chutzim Manai, and hence it will be considered a Halacha Pigal, Halacha Dal. Continue on this theme. Chashava Chatzi Zayis Ben Machshavas Zman. Let's say, even the bigger Chiddush. Let's say he had a machshava regarding only eating half an olive with a machshava chutzes manai. And, v'chatzi zayis b'machshavas hamakom. Then he had a half a zayis that he had in mind that it should be eaten chutzim kaimai. So that would just make it possible. But, v'chazav v'chashav v'chatzi zayis achav b'machshavas hazman. But then he had subsequently another thought regarding another half an olive size that should be eaten chutzes manai. Oh, it's a pickle. That's going to be a pickle because now you have the two halves combining for the zayis of chutzes manai, which then we say the chatzi zayis of chutzim kaimai is not significant. So here it's a similar but different case. He had in mind a half a zayis for chutzas manai, and then he had in mind for a kezayis. Now that kezayis, he had a half and half. Half of that kezayis he had in mind should be chutzas manai, half should be chutzas kamei. Again, the reason pig is going to be pickle because the two half a zayisim of chutzas manai are going to combine, making a kezayis, and then the half a zayis of chutzim kaimai is not going to be significant and not detract from the halacha of pigel. Now, halacha hey continues regarding what type of machshavas are considered significant to go ahead and detract from that of the pigel. Excuse me. Which, as Ram says, halacha hey, chashev al hadamim hanitan lamato. Let's say he thought regarding there are certain chatois, carbonous oilas, they're supposed to be on the upper half of the mizbech, some on the lower half of the mizbech. So let's say he thought regarding aladam anetan lamata, regarding blood, that's supposed to be in the bottom half of the mizbech. He had a mind, lead nois lamala. He's going to, I'm going to do it on the upper half of the mizbech. And these are all machshava, which is the halachas we're speaking about. Oh, yeah, anetan lamala, or the blood is supposed to go in the upper half of the mizbech. Let's see to lamata, he's going to put on the bottom half of the mizbech. Vekayyitza memachshavas elu. And similar, regarding all these types of thoughts that are in the category she'en and paislin, which they actually do not invalidate with a machshava, like we explained in Perek Yigim Halacha Ches, which are only specific three categories that we said has halacha of machshava being paisel. So here, although you're not supposed to do the bloods in the wrong place, but a machshava that would not invalidate. So let's say you had those machshavas, the eriv imahin machshavas azman. So in other words, you had in another avoida a machshava of chutz azmanai, together with these machshavas of, let's say, putting the blood in the wrong place. Oh, hariz a pickle, that's still going to be pickle, because these are not considered a significant machshava, like chosam kaima or shalol lishma bepesach chatzis, to detract and say there's another machshava psul to take away that it's not purely chutz zmanim, because it's not really even considered a machshava of psul. Now, v'imchash v'imon machshavas hamakom lavada. Now, let's say you had only the machshava of beyond its place. Oh, again, hariz apostle in the pickle. That's the same thing that we said that chosam kaima is going to be, or even together with machshavas zman, would detract, and then it would be only pasul and not pickle. Halacha Vav, let's say Chashav al Adam Hanitan Lamalo, and here's where it's another variable introduced over here. Let's say he thought regarding blood that's supposed to be put on the upper half of the Mizbeach. He had a mind, L'sitei L'machar L'mata. He had a mind to put it tomorrow on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So tomorrow is chutz zmanoi. Lamata is this machshava putting in the wrong place. Oy, or similarly, aladama nitin lamata. He had in mind that the blitz was supposed to be in the bottom of the mezbech. Listitu lamoch lamata to put it tomorrow on the upper half of the mezbech. Oy, or similar case. Shachashav aladam hanitin mefnim b'heichel. He thought regarding blood that's supposed to be put in the inside of the heichel. Listitu lamoch b'mezbech achitz. It's like, oh, you know, I'm going to do tomorrow in the wrong place, in the outer mizbech, or similarly the reverse, shachash v'aladam anit mizbech achitzen, he had in mind regarding blood that's supposed to be put on the outer mizbech, which are the chatois achitzenis, l'sit l'mach b'fnim ha-hechel, to put it tomorrow inside by the hechel. So there the halacha is, ain't a pigle, it's not going to be pigle. Now, avbe shachash v'achshav ha-zman, why? Even though he had in mind to do it beyond its time, but hoil v'shina, mekoyim nesinas hadam b'machshavte, but since he changed the place of the location of the blood in his thought, it is a possible in the pigle. That's only going to be invalid and not pigle. As Ram explains, why? But since we explained these halachas in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, if you do put the blood in the wrong place, it's like as if you put it in the right place. So this is difficult. So why should this not be pigle? When he had this thought, to put it in the wrong place tomorrow, it's like putting it in the right place. Because it affects after the fact, and you're having in mind only chutzas mani. And moreover, we said that having in mind to do it in the wrong place is not even machshavas psul. So that says the Rambam, because ultimately the blood is put not in this right place. Although the carbon is valid, it does not permit the meat to be eaten. Like we explained this over there in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, and any spring in the blood that does not permit the meat to be eaten. If you had a mind to do that zrika, you have not created pigul, because it's not a full effective zrika to bimata the basa bachila. Therefore, that answers the question that we were saying. If you go and you subsequently have a mind to go ahead and do by this carbon machshava of chutzas manoi, which he said he's going to do lamacher. But again, he's also having in mind to go ahead and do it in the wrong place. So that wouldn't be matir. So that zrika would not be able to affect pigle. There's a possible being the pigle, so there, but it's going to be invalid. It's not going to be pigle. Now, moreover, in halacha zayin, the Ram continues regarding this halacha pigle, which is specifically the matir. When you have machshava regarding one of the avodas that are permitting other things, like we learned from the parsha of Shlamim, it's only if you do the whole matir in the machshava of pigle to affect the halacha of pigul. As Rambam says, chashav machshav zman b'shas kmitza. Let's say he had a machshav of chutz zmanai when he's taking the fistful, which is the equivalent of shechita by a flower offering, that it should be done chutz zmanai. But not when they're gathering the frankincense, which also has to be put onto the kmitza and burnt on mizbech. Or shechashav machshav zman b'shas likur alavoyna. The other way around. Only when they were gathering the frankincense, which is the equivalent of what the shechita is, so to speak, by the frankincense, avalei b'shas kmitza, not by taking the fistful of the flower. So it's only going to be invalid and not pigle. Why? There's no other machshava. Because atshiyachshev machshev esazman b'cholamat. Until you have the thought of chutz esmanai by the whole permitter, which is shu'a klimitz alavayna, where you can't go ahead and eat the shirayim of the flower offering until you burn the matir. And the matir is actually the fistful of flour with the frankincense. And it has to be b'shas kemitzas ha-klimitz v'likud alavayna, at the time when you're doing the kemitza or the likud, which are the equivalent of the shechita, or b'shas nasin shnemekli, or when you're putting them both into the vessel, which like the Kabbalah, or b'shas l'chosim when you're transporting them, or b'shas l'chosim when you're throwing them, or the gear says to be haktarasim, the burning, which those are the equivalent of the four avoidas by the mincha, only then, but if you're doing only one of them, that's called chatzi matur, that's not enough to have machshava pigul, has to be by the whole matur. Halacha ches. Chashav b'shas haktaras ha-kaimetz. Let's say he had the machshava of chutz zmanai when he was burning the kamitza, and what was the machshava? Sheyakta halavayin l'macha. That the other matter, the levain, the frankincense, that it should be burnt, which generally haktara is considered achilas l'mizbech, which would qualify for pigle, but that he wants the levain to be burnt l'macher tamar. That ain't a pigle, it's not going to be pigle. Why? She'in haktara mefagel es haktara. Because you cannot have, by the burning, to create pigle on something about burning. It's only if you have a machshava regarding some other avodah to go ahead and do the haktara chutzas manai, then it's going to work. But one haktara, let's say, of the Kmitza cannot affect a pigle by having a machshava on another haktar. And going back to what we said in the previous halacha, b'chein sotum hiktar alavoin levada, or yakomitz levada. Let's say you burnt only the frankincense or only the kmitza. V'hu mechashav lecha shirayim lamacha, and he's having a mind to eat the shirayim tamar, which is human consumption, which pigle has to be one of the achilas, either mezbeach or the adam, chutz zmanai. It's only going to be invalid, but not pickled, because like we said in the previous halach, they cannot create pickle by half a matzah, and you only had a mine by one of them, which is by the levain or the kaimitz, and not by both of them. And the machshav has to be by both. But let's say he only burnt the fistful by itself. And he had a mind to burn the levaina tomorrow. But then you did burn the levaina. You also burnt the levaina. And you had a mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Here's a pickle. This case actually is going to be pickle. Why? Didn't we say that you can't in haktar mefagel as haktara? Says Ram, shari pashta machshev as man b'chol mechel. Because ultimately in this case, that the thought process of chutzis mani was done throughout the whole mincha. So even though each machshav on its own would not create pigul, because the first one was haktara, and we say cannot do haktara, but ultimately the second one, which is a machshava by the other matir, to the two together would go ahead and create this halacha of pigul. Halacha test. Also regarding combining, hikti gedei shumshum. Let's say he sacrificed like a size of a sesame seed, mina kaimitz from the fistful, imalabaina with the frankincense, which are both matirin, v'machashav, and he's having in mind, sheyochel gedei shumshum in the shirem lamocha, that the equivalent of a sesame seed should be eaten from the leftovers tomorrow. So he's doing a sesame seed at a time. But ultimately, he ends up burning the whole fistful of the flour with the frankincense, which is machshava should be eaten in chutzis manai. It is a psula vein pigle. It's only going to be invalid, not pigle. Why? Even though it is normal for a person to eat like that a little bit at a time, but in derech haktar b'kach, that's not the normal way of burning, and therefore, it's like a flower from which you did not burn the kmitza, and it's not like that you burned the kmitza with the machshava of chutzis manai, like you didn't even burn it, and if it's not going to have the halacha pigle, it will be possible, because ultimately, you didn't burn the kmitza. Halacha yud. Minchas chayte or minchas kanois. The sinner's flower offering or the saiter's flower offering, which they don't require frankincense. Shahaya levaina, which it did have frankincense in it, which it's invalid as long as you didn't remove the levaina. The chashaba machsheva sazman, and you were thinking that it should be done chotzman a koin shilak levaina before you took off the frankincense. Here is a psul levaina pigle. It's going to be only valid, not pigle, because it was in a state of psul when you were having this machshava of chotzman. Now, the machash, look at the levaina, chashaba machsheva sazman, but if after you already had taken off the frankincense, which now it's valid, then you had the machshava chotzman, well then here is a pigle, then it's going to be pigle. And finally, look at it off. Shiyorim shechastru being kemitz laktar. Let's say the leftovers of the flour offering went missing, or they became deficient between that you did the fistful of the flour offering before you burnt that on the mizbeach, and the hikdra kemitz melchshavas lezman. Then, when you were burning the kemitza, part of the shreimer had been missing. You had in mind that there should be a chilu chutz lezmanay. It is a suffik im nikbu le pigul v'arehin pigul. So that's a doubt if that's going to establish up a pigul and it's going to be pigul or le nikbu v'ein pigul. Maybe did not create because it's not considered a satisfactory haktara in the sense of that is missing from the shrine, which you're not supposed to be missing. So therefore that's a halacha of doubt if that will create pigul or if that will not create pigul.